Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Lit up in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Trump's on fire today, isn't he? The Donald is on a roll. He gave a fiery speech down in West Palm Beach. And I'm going to tell you, the desperation you're seeing from the mainstream press is just incredible. Now, I told you, and you already knew this. You didn't need to hear it from me, but you know, it's always good to be reinforced. But you knew this was going to be low down. This is going to be the dirtiest campaign in American presidential election history, and no doubt has been, and going to get worse. And it's going to get worse because of the desperation of the left. The trough is at stake. Trillions of dollars of theirs is at stake. And they're not going to give it up easily without a fight. Just you're going to see some terrible things happen between now and the election. I'll just leave it at that. I have my own theories and ideas of what's going to occur. Because Donald Trump isn't going away. Now they're pulling out, you know, now it's the sex card, right? I mean, this, you could have written this. You could have written. Donald, you know, NBC and Washington Post, you know, he had that 11-year-old tape, which, by the way, his supporters couldn't care less about. Doesn't matter to them. So it isn't hurting them. In fact, I think it might backfire, but just a guess. And I say that evidenced by the fact that the reaction from the mainstream press, those outlets like the New York Times and others and NBC. Now, I did something I don't generally do today. I turned on the ABC or the NBC Today show this morning to catch some of their coverage just to see where they were going. And it was all about the same thing. Now, the four women who all of a sudden just, you know, appear out of thin air 30 plus years later on the heels of this. It's just and I don't think anybody believes this stuff. Trump stood up in West Palm Beach and just killed it, just knocked it out in front of thousands and thousands and thousands of people. It was a very raucous event. So it's been a fascinating past few hours, and it's only going to get better because more is going to come out. The left is so desperate, and that right there is the evidence that something's happening. They are scared to death, and they're going to get worse and worse and worse, and the attacks against Donald Trump are going to get worse and worse and worse. And his supporters won't care. The more they attack, the more fervently they will support him. And the more supporters he will draw. This is what they don't understand. I think we're at a point in America where enough people have just flat out had enough with corruption. Now, there's a fascinating, fascinating poll out. Boy, this is good. Yeah, I'm going to start with an email I got first, but I want to tell you to stick around here. Don't go away, because A.W.R. Hawkins is writing about it, and I saw the poll from Chapman University. I'm going to go there in a minute, but Americans fear gun control, Obamacare, tornadoes, more than mass shootings, and this is a fascinating thing. We're going to go through this with you in just a little bit. I'm going to go directly to the Chapman poll to show you how they broke this down. It's really something else. But first, I get this email a lot, and this was kind of uncanny. I actually got two emails within minutes of each other on the same topic, and that was flying with guns. Now, I'm a superstitious kind of guy from time to time, you know. I play the same five numbers in the Fantasy Five. I've been playing them for years. I'm not going to tell you what they are. Nunya. Okay, as my kids would say, it's Nunya. But I've come so close to hitting that thing, and now it's to the point. I mean, I've missed them by one number before. So now it's kind of like, I got to play, right? It's only a bucket play, not a big deal. But I'm superstitious like that. So I get these two emails today, and this is a topic I discuss all the time, but I haven't gone there in a while. So it was unusual to get both of them at the same time, literally within minutes of each other. So let me just kind of tell you what I'm talking about. I'm talking about flying with guns. This is a subject that's near and dear to my heart. I like to talk about this because it's important. And, you know, every once in a while you see the bonehead that gets popped at the airport who didn't realize they had their gun in their backpack or their briefcase or in a holster on their belt. And you think, eh? How could you not know, right? Well, I carry in a very comfortable holster, predominantly some of the Crossbreed stuff, as you know, and they're very comfortable, but no matter how comfortable they are, I always know I have my gun with me. So it's important. Let me read you the email. And this came from Brian Stock. He says, hey, Mark, could you please direct me to the episode in which you go into detail about declaring a firearm in an airport? Thank you for all you do, truly. Brian Stock. My response, I responded to Brian. I said, you know, Brian, it'd be easier for me to cover it for you on today's show. Make sure to tune into the broadcast or recorded podcast later today. And I let him know I'd be reading his email. And that's because, Brian, I don't have the time to go back and search which show it was because we talk about it frequently. So it's just easier for me to do it, and it's a topic I don't mind talking about. Let me take you to the TSA page, then I'm going to break this down for you in English. Very important. I'm getting ready to fly Tuesday. Coming up next week, I will be in Missouri. I'll be flying from Atlanta to Springfield, Missouri, to visit Crossbreed Holsters and take the studio right there to the home of Crossbreed Holsters. I do it every year, so this is timely. But from the Transportation Firearms and Ammunition page, TSA.gov, you may transport unloaded firearms in a locked, hard-sided container as checked baggage only. Declare the firearm and or ammunition to the airline when checking your bag at the ticket counter. Now, no fear about that statement. I'm going to explain that process in just a second. The container must completely secure the firearm from being accessed. I will explain that also. Locked cases that can be easily opened are not permitted. I will explain that also. Be aware that the container the firearm was in when purchased may not adequately secure the firearm when it is transported in checked baggage. So you know that new SIG you bought? Or that new Glock you bought? You'll notice, or that new Smith that you bought, you'll notice that some of them have a hole in there. That's to stick a padlock in there, or whatever kind of lock you want. But you'll also note that you can lift it open and pry it open and see the firearm in there. So unless you can secure that, because it does qualify as a locked hard-sided container. It's a plastic hard-sided container. But if it doesn't secure it completely so that it can be pried open, you're going to have a problem when you get to the airport. So I don't recommend those boxes. They are great, great containers that you can buy. Now, you know, listen, I have no skin in the game here. Center of mass. I've got the same center of mass safe that I've used for my truck and to travel with for years. This safe has gone with me for years. I have the large one. Actually, I have two of them. I have the large one and the medium one. Okay, you can check that out. North American Arms. If you've bought an NAA Mini lately, my new North American Arms Mini comes with a travel safe, just like the center of mass safe. It's a locked, hard-sided container that only I have the key to. So let me explain this. You may transport unloaded firearms in a locked, hard-sided container as checked baggage only. What is the locked, hard-sided container? I just told you about the centerofmass.com or the NAA case. All right, they're all over the internet. You can go find one. They're everywhere. You can go to your gun shop and buy one. It can be a combination carry box for your firearm that only you have the combination for. It can be locked with the key. Okay, there's the biometrics out there. I don't recommend those. Just use the keys when you're traveling. You don't want the hassles. Those run off batteries. Just use the keys or the combinations. Okay, keep it small because it's going to go in your checked bag. And you don't want it to take up a whole lot of space. Because if you're like me, if it weren't for the firearm, you wouldn't be checking the bag anyway. Okay, so you want this to be a very smooth process. All right, number two, declare the firearm. So you got your container. Only you have a key to it. So you unlock it, you open the container. You know it's got the foam padding on both sides, right? Unlock or unload your firearm, release the magazine. That's what I always do. Just go through it, make sure the thing is unloaded. Double, triple, quadruple check it. All right, you're flying with it. Just do the right thing. You can reseat the magazine as long as it's empty. You can close the slide. What I do is I usually take two magazines. I leave them out, lay them next to the firearm, have the slide locked back, lay that inside the locked container, the hard-sided container, right? Close it, lock it. Put the key, all right, with my luggage lock key because you're going to want a small, now the TSA lock for your outside, your outer lock for your luggage has to be TSA accessible. The one for your firearm container, the TSA doesn't have access to it. Only you do. But you are going to lock your baggage as well, okay? So little TSA things you get over at Walgreens or something like that. I've got a really nice, here, in fact, here it is right here. You can hear it. There it is. I got one of those little three-deal combinations, all right? So you're going to pack that thing down towards the bottom of your bag because it's going to be a little heavy when you lift up your bag and you pull up your little handle. It's going to drop down there anyway. So just pack it properly. Just personal experience. I'm going to wind up having to go to a break, so I'm going to have to go through this process when we come back. But not a big deal. I enjoy talking about this with you. It's very important, and it's one of the easiest things we can do to keep you from getting in trouble when you fly and when you travel. Not only do we want you to travel safe, we also want you to travel legal and lawful, and it's a very simple process. So we'll leave it right now for this. We've got the locked hard-sided container, right? Only you have the key for it. TSA doesn't. It's not TSA accessible. You've put it on your keychain. You also have the key for your lock for your suitcase, if you have a keyed one, or you have the combination one that's on the outside of your suitcase. You've got your unloaded firearm locked in the container, and you've packed it into your bag. When we come back, what about your ammo? And then we'll go through the process that in line two, declaring the firearm. I'll tell you how to do that very simply when we come back here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Don't go away.
Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, so we've got our locked hard-sided container. It contains our unloaded firearm. I've got a couple magazines in there, one seated in the gun and one out. And they're both locked into the padded hard-sided container. My bag is packed, and I've placed my container at the bottom of my suitcase, which is also hard-sided suitcase. That's my recommendation. Doesn't have to be. But that came to me, that was a recommendation several years ago from one of the baggage handlers that I have to show my baggage to at the Atlanta International Airport. And he recommended highly to begin using a hard-sided checked bag like a, you know, Samsonite or something like that. Anything, most of them out there are hard-sided now anyway. And he said, because we have had thefts of guns taken, they can cut them out. He said, I'm just telling you that. Okay, so that's my recommendation. If you've got soft-sided baggage, you might want to consider picking up a different bag. But it's not required. I'm just letting you know that. All right, so now you've got your bag packed. Now, ammunition. What do you do about ammunition? Well, a couple of the airlines I used to fly had an 11-pound rule. All right, look, I'm not carrying 11 pounds of ammo with me. I'm carrying a box of 20 rounds or I'm carrying a box of 50 rounds. Usually the self-defense rounds come in a box of 20. All right, ammunition. As long as it is in a container designed for the ammunition that the ammunition came in, or a container designed for ammunition, it can ride in the bag. Now, you can have ammunition if you're carrying a much bigger gun in a much bigger box, for example. You can also carry that ammunition inside the locked hard-sided container with an empty gun. All right, that's an option for you. But for the purposes of what we're talking about, Brian, I think what you're talking about is, how do I bring my handgun with me to Florida on vacation, okay? This is how you do it. So you got the bag packed, you got your locked hard-sided container, you got your gun in, a couple magazines, it's all locked, you got the key. It's put in your suitcase. Put your defensive ammo somewhere else in the bag. And when I say container for the ammo, you can't put it in a Ziploc baggie, dude, okay? You're going to be walking back out to your car. So you got your box of ammo, you can just put that anywhere in the suitcase. I stick it in one of the side containers and one of the zippered things inside my suitcase, okay? And remember, ammunition does not have to be declared. Only your firearm does. All right? All right, so declare it anyway. Just be the smart. Do the right thing. Yes, you have ammunition. Now, here comes the part where a lot of people get confused. They get nervous. Declare the firearm and or ammunition to the airline when checking your bag at the ticket counter. Okay? Unfortunately, you're going to hang out in line. And if you're not flying first class or you're not a frequent flyer and you don't have the brush pass to get through quickly, give yourself however much time you need to get in line and wait to check your bag. It's just, you know, it is what it is. You got to check a bag. It's that simple. But it isn't going to take you any extra time. It's just going to take you the time that it would normally take to check the bag, whether you had a gun or not. That adds about another 2 minutes to the process, okay? So when you are done with your line, winding your way through the line, you walk up to the counter. They say, hi, how are you today? Hand them your driver's license. Give them your printed boarding pass, whatever you've got, put the bag up there and say, I have a firearm to declare in my checked bag. They will say, oh, thank you very much. Open the bag. You're going to set the bag down. You're going to unzip it, unlock it, then unzip it, flip open the bag, show them the locked container. Some ticket clerks want you to open the container. Some don't. If they want you to, take your key, open the container, don't touch the firearms, you show it to them, and close it. I love that because I love the look on the people next to me when I say, yes, I have a gun in my bag. I love that. People look at you like, wow, what's he doing? Okay? They will give you a little card that is your declaration that the firearm is unloaded. You will sign it and date it. The ticket agent will flip it over, and they will put a code on it. And they will initial it. You will take that after you've closed up your box and relocked it, and you will set it on top of the box inside the bag. That's all. Close your bag, lock your bag, done deal. Now, at Atlanta International Airport, I'm required to take that bag to oversized baggage where TSA screens it. If I were in Tampa, somebody comes with me and walks me over to the baggage screening. Okay? It will vary by airport. In Houston, Texas, they don't do anything. They just take your bag. It's different at each individual airport, so follow that procedure. So I have to leave myself an additional 5, maybe 8 to 10 minutes at Atlanta, because after I go through the process, I walk it down to oversized baggage, tell them I have a firearm in it. And they know I have a firearm in it because they see it. It's not an oversized baggage, and they're oversized baggage, right? So they know instantly, not to mention most of those people know me down there anyway. They will open it up. They'll do their little swab test, all right? They'll close it up, and they'll say, thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day. They'll put your bag on the belt. Off it goes. There is no outer marking on the bag at all that says it contains a firearm. Those days are over. You've just checked your bag with a firearm at your airport. You can now be on your merry way. My suggestion, and this is just personal, whether I'm traveling with a firearm or not, and yes, I do travel without a firearm, if I know I have someone that's going to meet me and hand me a firearm, makes it easier for me because I don't have to check the bag. I can go right to pre-check and go right to security and get on board that aircraft and not worry about it. This is just my own personal deal. You can do with it what you want. It's up to you. But I hate rushing through airports. Can't stand it. Pet peeve. Hate it. Won't do it. Ain't got no OJ in me. All right? If I've got a 12 o'clock flight, I'd rather get there at 9:30, sit in the Delta Club, chill out, relax, get some work done, eat some breakfast, have a beer, read the paper, then have to worry about running through an airport. It's just that simple. I kind of like that time. That's downtime for me that I can use to chill out. It makes the flying less stressful. And let's face it, the first time you do it, the first time you take your firearm to the airport, you're going to feel a little bizarre because you've never done it before. It's a very simple process. They check thousands of firearms on checked bags every day. Now, I'll spend the rest of this segment because I'm pretty much done with that. That's how you do it. I hope you take advantage of that. And I want you to go to TSA.gov. Transporting firearms and ammunition. Okay? Transporting firearms and ammunition. Read it. And then you can listen to this again. And you can know. Oh, that's what I do. It's real simple. Real simple process. All right? Oh, and by the way, again, just solid good advice. Because I travel a lot, never, and I mean never, ever, ever place a firearm in any bag that you fly with. If you are flying, I have, for example, a large computer bag case that I bring some broadcasting equipment in, might throw some headphones in, maybe a couple microphones, computer, some cables, along with my luggage, and I kind of stack one on top of the other and cart them around. Never, ever, ever will I ever put a firearm in either one of those two bags loose, ever, not a round of ammunition, because I'm human. I'm capable of making mistakes. Just good advice. That way you eliminate the possibility of leaving a round of ammunition that you didn't know was there, or for God's sakes, a firearm that you might not have known was there, because you're human, you can make mistakes. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you about a poll, about things Americans fear. It's fascinating when we come back here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right. USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Very important that you head over there. The Gun A Day giveaway, by the way, is awesome today. I love this thing. I don't have one. I would love to have one in my stable. It's a Colt Defender. Oh, it's gorgeous. 1911 style. Nice compact Colt. Stainless. Great weight to it. Great balance. It's a Colt. It's a 1911 design. It's wonderful. It's valued at $973. And all you have to do is activate a USCCA membership, one of 3 levels. Those levels are on the site for you to check out. Okay? USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Oh, man, that is a nice little gun. Good heavens. But you activate your self-defense shield today to claim your new benefits. All weapons are covered if, God forbid, you have to use a firearm to defend your life. Even if you don't have a firearm, you have to use a pencil to jab some lunatic psychopath in his eyeball to stop him from harming you or your family. You are covered. And the benefits are low end on the silver, low end if it's low end, but you get $300,000 in protection. okay, for $13 a month or one payment of $147. Gold is $575,000 in protection for $22 a month or one payment of $247. Or platinum, which is what I have, up to $1.125 million in protection for $30 a month or an annual payment of $347. I've had the platinum for quite some time. It makes carrying my gun on me even more comfortable than it is already in the crossbreed I'm wearing, right? USCCAOnAir.com. And if you don't win the gun, you are still in the running to win the grand prize at the end of this month, 15,000 bones worth of Snap-on tool set, the ultimate Snap-on tool set. That's a lot of tools. You can see it right there. There's a picture of it, all the tools and the firearm and all the information you need at USCCAOnAir.com. So make sure to go check that out and join the hundreds of thousands of people involved already, okay? Protect yourself. You hear the people who wish they had it on this program before. Remember the truck driver, Paul? Yeah, you do. Don't find yourself in that position. It's not necessary. Okay, Chapman University, America's Top Fears 2016. I'm going to go into a lot more detail on the Sunday Monster broadcast coming up this weekend with AWR Hawkins and Breitbart News about this. But this is fascinating. Chapman University Survey of American Fears, Wave 3, 2016, quoting now from the document, provides an unprecedented look into the fears of average Americans. In April of 16, a random sample of 1,511 adults from across the United States were asked their level of fear about 79 different fears across a huge variety of topics, ranging from crime, the government, disasters, personal anxieties, technology, and many others. There were 10 domains. Here's how this is really fascinating. They break this down into what they call domains of fear. So there were 10 domains, 10 major domains of fear that was addressed by the survey, including crime. And the types of questions that were included on that domain were murder, rape, theft, burglary, fraud, identity theft. Then economic was the second one, not having enough money for the future, becoming unemployed, etc. Environment was the third. Global warming, oh boy. Overpopulation, pollution. Then the fourth fear domain was government. Government corruption, Obamacare, drones, gun control, etc. Interesting four topics on there for, right? Government corruption, Obamacare, drones, and gun control, right? I guess you only got to fear drones if you're doing something really bad, right? Yeah, interesting. Illness and death was number five. High medical bills, becoming ill, dying, that seems normal. Number six, immigration, demographic changes. Illegal immigration, whites no longer being majority in U.S. Next was man-made disasters, that's number six. Biowarfare, terrorism, nuclear attacks, number seven. Oh, that was man-made disasters and natural disasters was number seven. Number eight was personal fears, tight spaces, public speaking, clowns. Vaccines. You know, clowns. I don't get the whole clown thing, but whatever. Relationships. Significant other cheating. Others talking about you behind your back. Okay. Technology was number 10. Artificial intelligence, robots, cyber terrorism. And it's fascinating. There's a graphic up here. I'm going to link to this on Twitter after the show, and I'll link to it on my Facebook page also. It is quite fascinating. But here's the 10 fears for which the highest percentage of Americans reported being afraid or very afraid. This is, what do you think it was? Think about it for a second. What do you think would be number one? Crime, economic, environment, government, illness and death, immigration, demographic changes, man-made disasters, natural disasters, personal fears, relationships, technology. My guess would have been probably death would have been number one, right? Well, but everybody's afraid of dying. I mean, that's a human condition. You know, none of us are getting out of this alive, right? Uh-uh. No, it wasn't. Number one was corrupt government officials. Out of course, the fear domain, government. 60.6% of the 1,511 cross-section of Americans answered afraid or very afraid. Number two was terrorist attack. That came out of the man-made disasters fear domain. 41% were afraid or very afraid. Number three was not having enough money for the future, economic, 39.9. That was the fear domain economic. Number four was terrorism, and that's in the crime fear domain, 38.5%. Government restrictions on firearms and ammunition was number five. Excuse me, number four. That was number four. No, that was number five. Number five, government restrictions on firearms and ammunition. Gun control, of course, in the fear domain, government, 38.5. Number six, people I love dying in the illness and death. That was 38.1. Economic financial collapse was number seven, 37.5. Of course, that was out of economics. Then identity theft, also out of crime, 37.1. People I love becoming seriously ill. Illness and death, fear domain, 35.9. And the Affordable Health Care Act, Obamacare, was number 10. Of course, that comes out of government, 35.5. Quite fascinating. Because you could throw government number one. I'm going to consider economic. Now, it's a separate domain, but they're both connected. You can tie economic policy, of course, to government. You've got socialists wanting to take over this nation. Hillary Clinton wants to be your coach. Flat-out socialist. They would control everything if they could. So those two go hand in hand. And out of those, you had one, two, three, four, five between government and economic. But number five, government restrictions on firearms and ammunition. Now, it's interesting because it continues on down. Credit card fraud next, biological warfare, reptiles, government tracking of personal data, high medical bills, the U.S. will be involved in another world war, global warming, wow, nuclear weapons, cyber terrorism, being hit by a drunk driver, pollution of oceans, rivers, and lakes, devastating tornado. Now, I want you to think about this because this is the gist of the column that AWR wrote, you know, what he picked out of it and why he wrote the column, is that people fear gun control. Think about this. More than they fear people they love dying. Economic and financial collapse. They fear gun restrictions more than they do their own identity theft or people they love becoming seriously ill. They fear it more than the Affordable Health Care Act, Obamacare. What a joke that is. God, we got to live with that for the rest of our lives, don't we? Hopefully not for much longer. It's in a death spiral anyway. But they fear gun control more than credit card fraud, biological warfare, reptiles. People fear gun control more than snakes. You know why? Because you can use a gun to kill a snake if you don't like it. That kind of goes hand in hand. So the list is absolutely fascinating. They fear gun control more than devastating tornadoes, pandemics, corporate tracking of data, extinction of animals, pollution of their water, widespread civil unrest, nuclear accident, meltdown, oil spills, collapse of the grid, public speaking, theft of property. We'll be back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Back to that really fascinating survey for just a minute. The number one, of course, we focus on the guns. Guns is a, you know, your gun rights is concerns more people than some of the other things I mentioned, which were quite frightening things. You know, tornadoes are nothing to sneeze at. And millions of Americans live in the path of those deadly and damaging storms every year. And they fear their guns, their gun restrictions on their rights more than they do those deadly storms. That is quite fascinating. But what's even more fascinating than that is number one, and that's corrupt government officials. Now, you know, I don't know anything about this survey. I don't know how it was done. I don't know any margins. I don't know. But it is quite interesting to note that I think every single American, including every Democrat, is damn well aware that Hillary Clinton is as corrupt as the day is 24 hours long. Nobody's going to deny that. The Clintons are the most corrupt power couple in our lifetimes, maybe of all time. Certainly, she is the most corrupt official seeking the head coaching job. No doubt. And when you combine that fear with the fact that virtually every, and I do mean every poll taken over the last 2 to 3 years, about what percentage of Americans feel this country is going the wrong direction, it ranks up over 65, 70, 75% every time. And it's a cross-section. I don't care if it's a Democrat pollster, Republican, it doesn't matter. Makes no difference. It's consistent. So it is really a fascinating dynamic. And when you put that into play with what we're seeing with Trump now and the incredible media onslaught. By the way, there are going to be big changes in the American mainstream press in the next few years, no matter who wins the election. It will be magnified and it will accelerate faster under Donald Trump administration than it will a Clinton administration. But the people are done. That's evidenced by some of these polls that we've seen that rank consistently like that, regardless. Virtually every poll taken shows Americans' disdain for the president. If you've been listening to me for the last 7 to 8 years on Armed American Radio, the Monster Show, or the last year and a half to this show, you know my feelings on the mainstream media. I can't stand them. Corrupt, treasonous liars, as far as I'm concerned. In many cases, criminal. And all you need do is watch what happens to Donald Trump from today forward to the rest of the campaign. You've seen it already, but it's going to get far worse. There is a stench. There is a stink. It is propaganda. It is Joseph Goebbels. It is criminal, quite frankly. And I don't believe Americans are going to put up with this much longer. I don't believe it. Now, I have my theories on how it will manifest itself. We'll talk about those theories later as we get closer to the election, and then after the election, we'll talk about those things. But this was quite fascinating. I got a kick out of this, and I wanted you to see this. We'll go into more detail with the great A.W.R. Hawkins and get some amazing insight from him. Oh, boy. I got something I want to play for you. I've got time for it. I love happy endings. Did you hear about the three teen robbery suspects arrested in Indianapolis after a gunfight at a West Indianapolis Burger King? Yeah. Take a listen to the reporting of this also. I thought it was fascinating. Take a listen to the reporter. Listen to the tone of her voice, the inflection, and the excitement. Take a listen to this. This is from 13 WTHR NBC, apparently in Indianapolis. Dig this.
Well, a West Indy Burger King is back open this noon hour after an attempted armed robbery and shootout shut it down last night. Now police have five teenagers in custody, including three juveniles and two 19-year-olds, Antonio Calhoun and Mikkel Kendrick. And police believe they're responsible for a string of armed robberies this week in Marion and Hendricks counties. Kerry Klein joins us now with more on how heroes played a role in this story.
Absolutely. Starting with that customer who just happened to be in the right place at the right time, and he was a firearms instructor who was armed with a gun and a license to carry it. That customer was walking out of that Burger King around 8:30 last night as the three suspects were walking in, covering up their faces with bandanas, and that's when he quickly realized something was going on. In that split-second decision, he decided to turn around, go back inside, and get involved. Once the customer got inside, he saw those three suspects, described as three teenage boys, pointing guns at the customers and employees inside. He told them to put their guns down, but they didn't, and instead pointed them at him. And that's when both sides started firing. Now, the teens got away, but they didn't get far. 20 minutes later, they were in police custody.
And there are multiple casings in there, and it was clearly it was an exchange of gunfire. So gunfire coming from different directions. So our individual that stepped in, obviously, was fired upon and fired back.
Police say there have been a string of armed robberies at local convenience stores and fast food restaurants, and they all involved the suspect description and the SUV those teens were driving. So this was two instances of see something, do something, and police have high praise for that officer heading into work, as well as that firearms instructor who was properly trained, knew what to do and when to do it.
Don't you just love happy endings? I love happy endings. Now, there's some really interesting things in play with that story that, unfortunately, I'm not going to have too much time to go into, but the first thing that jumped out at me was he turned around and went back in and decided to get involved. That's something that I think I'm going to reach out to some of my trainer experts to bring onto the program to talk about. Is that something he should have done? Did he save lives? We'll never know. He's lucky to be alive, gun or no gun, 3-on-1, Wyatt Earp. Okay. Clearly, he got the best of. Now, you heard what I loved about what the excitement from the reporter was great. The way she covered the story was the way it should have been covered. He was in the right place at the right time. Police have high praise for him. Who works at Burger King's? You know who predominantly works at Burger King's? Your kids work at Burger King's. That's who works there. Your kids. Those are teenage kids working their way through school, trying to save money to buy a car, save money for college, maybe home from college. I'm going to bet you my bottom dollar. Imagine the fear. Imagine their fear. Again, it's theater of the mind. So this guy saw him and stopped it, and it was wonderful. Now, it will be interesting to talk to some of the trainers, and more information will come out about this. I will hear more about this. The training community will find out more about this and will reach out to me. And there's no doubt someone is going to want to talk about this, and I want to bring them on to talk about this. This is what Armed American Radio is all about. And I love happy endings. Now, I did say three robberies. There were five. Don't you just love happy endings? I don't know if anybody was wounded. I have no idea. A lot of bullets flying. It's amazing that nobody was, but I would love to hear from the armed citizen. And it's interesting because where is Every Town for Gun Safety? Where's the Brady campaign? They're never found. Now, these stories, I could go and I could give you dozens of these. I just have about 18 to 20 seconds left, so I don't have time to do it. But I could direct you to dozens and dozens of these. Happen every single day across. It's happening right now as we speak together somewhere across America. So hats off to the hero that put an end not just to that robbery and saved lives in that Burger King, no doubt, but put an end to a string of armed robberies by a bunch of punk thugs who will now hopefully see nothing but the inside of their jail cell for many, many years to come. No sympathy for you whatsoever. Rot. Hope you have anxiety too. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues tomorrow. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, and never, ever, ever find yourself in a gun-free zone. He didn't. See you tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.